Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Cann Capital. This is Alfred Weston. This call is being recorded for quality and monitoring purposes. How may I help you?
Hey there, Alfred. This is Grant over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Grant. I'm well. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well myself. I was just calling because I've been experiencing a problem when trying to submit to Cann Prequal and Elaine Whitley. Every time I send something there, it shoots back saying, like, this was not able to deliver, like the email address doesn't exist. I was wondering if you could shed some light on what might be going on.
What okay, let's do a little test here. Cann Prequal.
Yeah, I mean it's like literally the one that I use every time.
Q-U-A-L
at
canncapital.com.
And then
what's Elena's email?
That's your email. Let me pull it up for you. ewhitley@canncapital.com. Whitley is spelled W-H-I-T-L-E-Y.
Okay. And all right, so try sending something. Okay. One of the emails that kicked back to you. Bear with me a second. One of the emails that kicked back to you, what was in the subject line?
A regular PQ thing?
Yeah, just one that you said got kicked back to you. What was in the subject line of that email that got kicked back? Like, if you had the DBA name, just give me the DBA name. If that was in the subject line.
I sent over saying PQ-Colorado Fabrics LLC-Bank of Cardiff-
Colorado Fabrics?
Yeah, and this happened yesterday, too, and, like, it was actually 2 days ago, like, right as the day was ending for us. Everybody in our office emailed the Cann Prequal one, the same one that we all emailed doing just tests, and everybody got shot back saying that this doesn't exist. It failed permanently. And then the next day, everything was back to normal. So it's been a reoccurring issue.
It's a reoccurring issue. Okay. Send something to Cann Prequal into me right now. Just test. No attachments or anything.
Cann Prequal, Alfred. Test. Send. I tried to call Elena's number too, and it sent me straight to voicemail. So, wondering.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's here today. Maybe she's not at her desk, and her screens aren't even really on. So, that might be why. The voicemail part, at least.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, I got your test. Did you get a kickback?
No, I didn't get it to kick back. It's okay. Odd. I'll forward you this real quick. Maybe it'll shed some light. The kickback I got.
Yeah.
Class size limit, but that doesn't make sense, though, because everything's a PDF and it's all under, like, 4 megabytes. That's what I'm reading when it says, like, oh, it didn't work.
Message.
Okay. Maybe I'm tripping.
How many? Okay, so the email that you sent, what was the total size of all the attachments?
Maybe it's just too large.
Maybe it's just too big.
All right. That's annoying. Okay.
Yeah, right. So 20 megabytes is the limit. So just, you know, split it up into a couple.
I'll let you know if this happens again, though, because two days ago at the end of the day, we weren't sending any attachments, and every Cann email we sent to was saying fail to send. So.
And yeah, right, and that might have been something different. So, you know. All right, well, let's see what happens. But hit me up if you have any issues.
All right, well, thanks as always, Alfred. Appreciate it.
No problem, Grant. You have a good one.
All right, you as well.
Thanks for calling Cann Capital. Bye.
Bye.